From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. That you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the earthly life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, messages that focus on the Savior Himself, as revealed in His teaching and miracles, His atoning death on the cross, and His glorious resurrection. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 38. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant. There are many occasions in our experience when we may very rightly and with benefit renew our covenant with God. After recovery from sickness, when, like Hezekiah, we have had a new term of years added to our life, we may fitly do it. After any deliverance from trouble, when our joys bud forth anew, let us again visit the foot of the cross and renew our consecration. Especially let us do this after any sin which has grieved the Holy Spirit or brought dishonor upon the cause of God. Let us then look to that blood which can make us whiter than snow, and again offer ourselves unto the Lord. We should not only let our troubles confirm our dedication to God, but our prosperity should do the same. If we ever meet with occasions which deserve to be called crowning mercies, then surely, if He hath crowned us, we ought also to crown our God. Let us bring forth anew all the jewels of the divine regalia which have been stored in the jewel closet of our heart, and let our God sit upon the throne of our love, arrayed in royal apparel. If we would learn to profit by our prosperity, we should not need so much adversity. If we would gather from a kiss all the good it might confer upon us, we should not so often smart under the rod. Have we lately received some blessing which we little expected? Has the Lord put our feet in a large room? Can we sing of mercies multiplied? Then this is the day to put our hand upon the horns of the altar and say, Bind me here, my God, bind me here with cords, even forever. Inasmuch as we need the fulfillment of new promises from God, let us offer renewed prayers that our old vows may not be dishonored. Let us this morning make with Him a sure covenant, because of the pains of Jesus, which for the last month we have been considering with gratitude.
Thank you.
In the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land, the apparent powerlessness of our churches, cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in the urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seriously seek it. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, and ask for Edwards on Prayer. The address again is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. On this edition of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message called Christ and His Sheep. In the parable of the Good Shepherd in John's Gospel, chapter 10, the Lord Jesus presents Himself as the door of the fold, the only way to God. He is also the Good Shepherd, the one who takes care of His sheep. The narrative teaches us of Christ's great compulsion, His divine necessity, the absolute certainty of His work, and the unbreakable unity of His flock. In addition, Christ gives to His sheep abundant life, a life that transcends the mundane existence that so many endure in this world. Throughout our life in this world, the Lord Jesus cares for us, carries us, and protects us. Finally, the parable reveals Christ as the Son in relation to His Father. As they are one in essence, those who belong to Christ can never perish. Now Dr. Cairns concludes this message, Christ and His Sheep.
Jesus says, other sheep have I. Never forget that. Why do missionaries go to foreign fields? Because Jesus has sheep there. And here's a great necessity. He says, them also I must bring. Do you get the divine compulsion there? Jesus is saying, it's not an option, it's a necessity. I must bring them. There's not a single sheep given by the Father to the Son that can ever be left out. The Lord Jesus never misses one. I must bring them. Oh, that we could hear that necessity throb within our own hearts. Oh, that that would grip your soul and mine. Oh, that that would be the heartbeat of this church. Jesus says, I have sheep. I must bring them. I must seek them. I must find them. I must carry them. I must bring them. I must save them. I must. How is it that our Savior has such a necessity laid upon him? And so many of us who name his name have no point of contact or very little point of contact with what Paul said, necessity is laid upon me, and woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. There's a great certainty. They shall hear my voice. I like that because, you see, what God has given Christ, the devil will never have. The sheep shall hear my voice. They shall come through the door. They shall enter in and be saved. Here you can go out with the utmost certainty into the mission fields of the world. You can go to the darkest places on God's earth. You can preach Christ in all his fullness, knowing that God has his people, Christ has his sheep, and he is building his church. He is completing the number. He is bringing in the lost. And there's not a thing in the world that the devil's ever going to be able to do to stop it. They shall hear my voice. And then there's great unity. One flock and one shepherd, fulfilling the vision that Paul sets before us in Ephesians chapter 2. For time's sake, we'll not even go there. But what a great picture. One flock. Neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female, rich or poor, just one flock. The nearer we can approach to that in our fellowship here in the church, the more heavenly we'll be. At the end of the day, what are we? We're poor, lost, wandering sheep, wounded and near to destruction. And the Lord Jesus found us and bound us up and healed us and saved us and brought us into himself. And we're now in the fellowship of saved sheep. Never forget, that's all we are. Okay? Here's the unity. One flock. One shepherd. Now, sheep are pretty stupid animals. And it's not flattering to be called a sheep. I don't know what you know about sheep farming. I don't know an awful lot, but I have friends who are sheep farmers. I've watched them. Dumb creatures. When I went up to Ballymoney at first, of course, a lot of sheep about there. And they told the story of the city slicker who came into the country school, and she knew everything, and she was teaching simple arithmetic, addition and subtraction, and she was trying to get through to Willie John. 5 minus 1 is 4. So she thought, well, I'm in the country, so I'll say, give him a picture. Now, Willie John, understand this, if there was there were 5 sheep in that field and one got out, how many would be left? He said, none. And she couldn't get over this. And she said, Willie John, you don't know your tables. He said, yes, miss, and you don't know your sheep. All right. Stupid animals. But not half as stupid as sinners. How obtuse can we be? And even when we're saved, we don't often show an awful lot of wit. I don't know how true it would be among the flux, but even there you'll see some bone-headed old ram, and he's wanting to ram everybody in front of him. Sheep fighting sheep. What do? Put the shepherd before you. There's one shepherd. And that's the key to the unity of the one flock. And he gives us his sheep life more abundant. What does that mean? I can't really tell you what it means, because nobody has yet discovered its fullness. Life more abundant is life in all its fullness. It's all that there is in Jesus. It's all that he has purchased with his blood. It's all that he has promised by the coming of his Spirit. It's all that the Word of God holds out. It is living life to the full. I fear sometimes that some people have the notion that to be a Christian is just to exist in the world. I fear that some Christians have the notion that to be separated from the world is somehow to have to live a sour, defeated, unsavory kind of life. It's the very opposite. He has given us richly all things to enjoy. Anything that is good is ours in Christ. There's life. Man, live it. Live it for Christ. Blaze a trail for Jesus. Take all that there is in him. Don't settle for some counterfeit of the world. More abundant life. The idea of Isaiah 12, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. The idea of John 7, that if we believe in him, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Men and women, he gives us more abundant life. And he cares for us. Does Jesus care? There's a hymn that asks that question again and again and again. In this circumstance and that circumstance, does Jesus care? Maybe I'm speaking to somebody this morning, and you're here, bereft in your soul. You just wonder. You say some times like the psalmist, no man cares for my soul. Does Jesus care? Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is filled with my need. When days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Because he cares, he tarries. Because he carries us in his arms, he protects us. The wolf comes, a hireling would flee. I want you to get the message. Jesus never runs away. He never leaves his sheep alone. And thus he gives to them, verse 28, 29, eternal life and eternal security. Can you see the devil coming to try to take you out of the hand of Christ? That's what it takes for a believer to be lost. For one who comes through the door to ultimately be lost. That's what it takes. Can you see that hand with the nail pierce mark, bearing the marks of his own blood shedding? Can you see that hand? Omnipotent, the hand that holds the worlds. No man will pluck us out of his hand. He gives us eternal security. He's the door. He's the shepherd. Time forbids that we go in to the third relation. He's the son in relation to the father. The father and I are one. Wonderful how precise the Lord Jesus is. The word one is not in the masculine gender, for that would mean we're one person, and that would be Unitarian heresy. But it is neuter. We are literally one thing. One in nature, one in essence, one in dignity, one in power, one in purpose, one in will, one in operation, one in glory. We're one. It's a great point of theology. But what the Lord Jesus is pointing out is something for comfort. And here's a thought I want you to take home with you. I will not develop it. To me it fascinates. What the Father and the Son are to each other is what guarantees the security of the sheep. That's what the Lord Jesus is teaching. The Father gave them to Christ, so Christ can never lose them. Christ has purchased them to the Father. The Father will never allow any so dearly purchased ever to perish. There's the hand of Christ. There's the hand of the Father. Two hands holding sheep in eternal security. Whom makest thou thyself to be? I'm the door, the mediator, the way to God. I'm the shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. I'm the Son of God who with my Father guarantees eternal security to all my flock. This is Jesus Christ, not the Christ of the liberal or the apostate, but the Christ of Scripture. This is Christ. Is he your Christ? Have you come to God through the door? Is he your shepherd? Make sure today, see it in all its simplicity, make sure today that you come to him and through him. Be saved and secure. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we can honestly say when we look at the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, what a Savior. We pray that thou wilt bring the lost to God through Christ. We pray that thou wilt keep believers living through Christ by faith in him. And O Lord, we pray that thou wilt let us live in the joy of the absolute assurance and security that thou dost give thy people in him. Hear our prayer we ask of thee, and grant, O Lord, that as we leave this house, every one of us will be able to have that joyous assurance, I have a shepherd, one I love so well. Make that our testimony. We ask in Jesus' name, praying that thou wilt part us with thy blessing and keep us in thy fear, both now and evermore. Amen.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, produced in Northern Ireland. The Free Presbyterian Church stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. For further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelsch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.